我们人懂得来敬畏他。
He wants people to fear him.
能够回头，能够改变。
And to return to change.
其实神他是很有怜悯的神。
God is a very merciful God.
因为他是这样宣告的。
Because he has proclaimed.
他是有恩典有怜悯的。
That he has grace and mercy.
他不轻易发怒。
And he is not easy to anger.
他为爱他人存留了慈爱，留到千代。
And he has mercy for those who love him for generations.
对那恨他的，他要追讨他们的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
And those whom he hates, their sins will also be with them for generations.
神赐福是千代，但是神追究罪孽是三四代而已。
Even though God will have blessings for thousands of generations, he will only have hatred for three or four.
所以神若究察罪孽，其实是没有人能够站得住的。
And so if God should mark iniquities, no one can stand.
但是第四节他说，
But verse 4 says,
但你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
好，所以今天我们的题目是从第四节来的。
So the topic is from verse 4.
在神他是有赦免之恩。
In God there is forgiveness.
赦免之恩目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of forgiveness?
就是要叫人能够敬畏神。
To have people fear God.
那我们今天在读经当中呢，我们其实就是借着圣经的话语来看到我们自己的缺失。
As we are reading the Bible, we are using the words of God to see where we are lacking.
希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够跟着读经进度，每一天借着神的话语来反省自己。
So hope our brothers and sisters can continue with the Bible reading and use these words every day for reflection.
我们不但能够看到缺点，我们看到神的应许。
Not only can we see our flaws, but we see the promise of God.
我们最后一定要越来越生活上更圣洁。
And we need to be more and more holy.
我们对人越来越仁慈，有恩典。
And to be more and more kind to people.
那我们对罪恶越来越厌恶，远离。
And we need to hate sin more and more.
我们同时能够爱主越来越多。
Then we can also love God more and more.
我们可以愿意来侍奉。
And we would be willing to serve.
我们愿意来参与教会的各种工作。
And be willing to participate in church work.
最后，我们愿意能够把主耶稣这个救恩把它传扬出去。
And in the end, that we are willing to spread this salvation of Lord Jesus.
我们能够跟着主耶稣完成天父的旨意。
That we can complete the will of the Heavenly Father.
就是将这个救恩传给万民听。
Which is to preach this salvation to the world.
我们装饰整齐等候主耶稣再来。
And we can be well adorned and wait for Lord's second coming.
所以今天我们读圣经，其实很重要的，每一天就好像神在跟我们说话。
So it's very important to read the Bible every day because it's like God talking to us.
我们在忙碌的生活当中，时常会忘记的。
When we have a busy life, we will often forget.
一忙之后，你就会忽略很多事。
And as soon as we are busy, we will overlook many things.
我们就好像学生忙着自己的课业的同时。
Just like students who are busy with their academics,
他会很在意成绩几分。
They would care about their grades.
但是成绩几分其实这个是次要的。
But actually, the grades are secondary.
重要是到底学了什么。
What is important is what they have actually learned.
成绩几分，有时候考试用猜的会猜对啊。
Sometimes when you guess on a test, you may also guess correctly.
你猜对了，分数就高啊。
So if you guess correctly, then you will have good grades.
但其实没有学到啊。
But it doesn't mean you've learned anything.
真的就是没有根基啊，只是分数好看而已。
There is no foundation because you just look like you have good grades.
有些人为了成绩好，他也可以作弊啊。
And some people, in order to have good grades, they will cheat.
他似乎哇，那个报告上很好看。
So their reports might look good.
但其实他并没有，他是空的，没有根的。
They're actually empty.
所以你看，在很忙的时候，很追求一个目标，忘记说我到底学这个东西是要做什么。
So when you become very busy, sometimes you forget why is it you're learning something.
我们在社会上工作也是这样啊。
And when we are working in the world, it's the same.
我们努力的在我们的岗位上完成所赋予的职责。
We are working hard to fulfill our responsibilities at work.
我们通常希望能够这个工作能够持续，那么能够得到更多的报酬。
And we will hope that we can continue with our work and we can have more rewards.
我们的职位可以越来越提升。
And we can also get higher in our position.
我们的成就感可以越来越高。
And we can have a higher sense of accomplishment.
但是这些追求工作的忙碌同时，我们有想过我工作是为了什么？
But as we are pursuing our work, have we thought about what we are pursuing for?
我们追求目标在哪里？
Where is the purpose?
很自然的，我们如果没有时常去反省，很容易就跟着我们的同事、我们的 周遭的朋友一起朝这个世界上去努力的。
So if we don't reflect upon ourselves, then it is very easy for us to just follow our coworkers in the world.
所以每一天我们工作学习之余，我们都要有心有时间静下来读神的话，祷告。
So every day, whether we are students or we are working, we need to take the time to read God's words and pray.
要每一天能够从圣经里面去跟神对话。
And every day from the Bible, we need to have a conversation with God.
那这样子，我们整个的生活目标呢，就会一直朝着标杆，朝着神要我们做的事。
And then in this way, we will continue towards our goal and to what God wants us to do.
不会随流失去。
And we would not follow the trends.
我们如果随着这个潮流，我们就会迷失。
Because if we follow the trends of the world, we will become lost.
迷失了之后，我们就不知道我们的归宿在哪里。
When we become lost, we would not know where we belong to.
我们最后可能成为效法世界的人。
And in the end, we may be imitating the world.
那这跟圣经所提醒我们的刚好相反。
And this is the opposite of what the Bible says.
我们常常说，我们不要效法世界，要心意更新变化。
We often say that we should not imitate the world, but we need to be renewed every day.
这不能够只是一个口号。
This should not just be a slogan.
需要有实际的作为。
We need to actually do this.
那这个作为要怎么做？
And how do we do this?
就是每天要读神的话。
Every day we need to read God's words.
我们看诗篇十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇我们请看第七节。
Psalm 19, verse 7.
诗篇十九篇第七节。
Psalm 19, verse 7.
主的律法全备，能苏醒人心主的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
第八节，主的训词正直，能快活人的心；主的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
第九节。主的道理洁净存到永远主的典章真实全然公义。
9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
第十节说，多比金子可羡慕，却比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，却比蜂皇下地的蜜甘甜。
10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
十一节，况且你的仆人因此受警戒守着这些便有大赏。
11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
十二节，谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
这段圣经其实我们在唱诗的时候会唱到的。
This passage actually we have a hymn like this.
特别是从第七节到第十节。
From verse 7 to 10.
就是我们赞美诗的二十五首。
It's hymn 25.
这是我们一个弟兄按照这些经文所做的一个曲子。
There's a brother who saw these verses and then wrote a hymn according to these.
就是要强调神的话很重要，很珍贵。
To emphasize how precious and important God's words are.
它可以让我们眼睛明亮。
It can make our eyes bright.
能够看到我们自己的缺点。
That we can see our own flaws.
那第十二节、第十一节特别说，你的仆人因此受警戒。
And verse 11, that your servant is warned.
也就是说，今天我们从读圣经当中，我们会得到提醒。
And so when we are reading the Bible, we would have warnings.
我们会看到一些失败的例子。
We may see examples of failure.
我们看到更多神祝福的例子。
And we see more the examples of God blessing.
我们看到的是神何等的慈爱。
And we can see how merciful God is.
他何等的愿意罪人悔改。
That he is willing for sinners to repent.
我们只要有过犯，我们一发现，马上改变。
And if we have sins or trespasses, then we need to change.
有时候我们忙碌当中，我们忘记我们到底犯了什么错。
Sometimes when we are busy, we don't realize what we have done that is wrong.
有时候我们的过犯是内心的动机，我们不明，但是我们却忽略了。
Sometimes our sins are our thoughts, and we overlook them.
犯罪通常从内心开始。
Sinning usually starts from the heart.
就像圣经说，私欲怀胎，从我们的一个欲望开头的。
Just like the Bible has said that the sin is born from the womb.
就是我们内心如果有一个 desire， 一个欲望，私欲的话，你没有趁早把它控制，它就越来越成长，到最后就犯罪了。
And so if we have a desire in our heart, and we do not control it, then it will lead us to commit sin.
要怎样控制?
And how do we control it?
这个控制就是每一天的灵修的这个过程。
It is the process of spiritual cultivation every day.
我们看神的话，我们会得到提醒。
If we look at the word of God, then we will have reminders.
那圣经像一面镜子，就照出我们隐而未现的过犯。
And the Bible is like a mirror that it will show mistakes that we don't realize.
隐而未现是时间还没有到，现在还没有发生而已。
Even though they are invisible and they have not been shown, it's just not time yet.
但是如果我们没有处理它，它有一天就会出现。
But if we do not deal with them, then one day they will appear.
这里啊，十九篇也是大卫的诗。
Psalm 19 is a song from David.
他特别祈求神能够赦免他那个隐藏在内心深处的罪。
And he asked God to forgive his sins that are hidden.
那这就是我们今天灵修的重点。
And this is a point of our spiritual cultivation.
我们今天不是等到我犯罪之后，才来求神赦免。
It's not that we are waiting until we commit sin, then we ask God to forgive us.
那都已经太迟了。
Because that will be too late.
我们读圣经其实目的就是要借着这个神的真理的亮光，看到我们的缺点，然后避免我们走上犯罪的道路。
The purpose of spiritual cultivation is that we can use this light from God and then see what mistakes we have so we can prevent them.
在这个罪还隐藏在我们内心的同时，我们就知道怎么把它致死。
That while the sin is still hidden in our heart, we know how to put it to death.
因为当我们犯罪以后，
because after we have committed sin,
其实我们就亏缺了神的荣耀，我们就辜负了神的救恩。
Then we have fallen short of God's glory and forsaken His salvation.
这里特别强调，愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
And it especially says, cleanse me from secret faults.
所以神他甚至我们在内心酝酿的同时，他就愿意帮助我们洁净我们的心。
So even as they are starting to grow in our heart, then we want God to cleanse our heart.
他第十三节接着说，他说：“求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这个罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。”
Verse 13 says, "Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, that I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression."
这个我们今天有时候罪会越错误会越犯越大。
Sometimes the mistakes will become bigger.
我们会任意妄为，认为说，我犯这个错误也没什么结果，也不会怎样。
We may feel like if I made this mistake, there's nothing wrong.
慢慢的，我们这个心就越来越硬，就越不怕神。
And then slowly our hearts would become hardened, and we are not afraid of God.
那自己其实是很危险的。
But this is very dangerous.
神有时候是留给我们机会。
Sometimes God is giving us the opportunity.
不是神容忍罪恶。
Not that God is allowing sin to happen.
而是他希望这个犯错人能够有机会自己回头。
But he wants those who are making mistakes to realize themselves.
今天我们读圣经，其实就是要让我们变得罪被罪很敏感。
Today we read the Bible so that we can become sensitive to sin.
所以我们不会那个任意妄为，照着我们自己的心意想做什么就做什么。
So that we would not do whatever we want or desire.
我们不会嘴巴想什么就说什么。
That whatever we have from our mouth.
不会说心里想什么就讲出来。
Or whatever we think we would say.
我们会经过考虑。
That we would actually think.
我讲这个话会不会伤别人？
If I say these words, will they hurt someone?
想做这件事情，做下去，对人有帮助吗？
If I want to do this, is this helpful to people?
会不会亏缺了神的荣耀？
Would this fall short of God's glory?
会不会让我们自己离开了神的救恩？
Would we leave God's salvation?
所以这个不会任意妄为，表示我们凡事都是很谨守的。
So to not do anything that we want, that means we are protecting what we are doing.
我们就不会被罪辖制。
And we would not be bound by sin.
我们就变得得到真自由。
And we would have true freedom.
也就是说，在罪在我们眼前的时候，我们可以跟他说，我们可以拒绝他说不。
So that when sin is in front of us, we can look at it and say no.
我们有能力对罪来跟罪抵抗。
And we have the ability to fight against sin.
我们愿意遵行真理。
And we are willing to pursue truth.
所以主耶稣的福音的那个道理要让我们得到自由。
And so the gospel and the word of God will set us free.
我们可以做该做的事，不去做那不该做的。
We can do what we need to and not what we should not.
那这样的人就是自由人了。
And this type of people are free.
这才是真正主耶稣他的福音所带给我们的效果。
And this is a true effect that the gospel of Lord Jesus can bring.
所以我们的心都被控制，被神的道理来指引。
Our heart is controlled and guided by the word of God.
任意妄为其实是很危险，这个最后都是骄傲。
To do whatever you want is very dangerous because at the end you would have pride.
如果神在跟我们讲话，我们都不听了，人讲的话会听吗？
If God is talking to us and we don't listen, then how will we listen to people?
如果我们认为圣经是神的，神在说的话。
If we think that the Bible are the words of God.
神说的，我们都把它当作耳边风了。
And whatever God has saying, we're just ignoring them.
那地上还有谁比神更大？
Then who is bigger than God in this world?
还有谁会让我们更畏惧？
Then who would cause us fear?
所以当我们不愿意顺服真理的时候，其实谁讲都没用。
So if we don't want to listen to the truth, it doesn't matter who is talking to us.
但是我们一个人从小到大要能够刚硬到这个程度，基本上都是从小的时候慢慢酝酿累积的。
But if this has happened to us since we are young, these have actually accumulated from small things.
那个最大的恶人哦，最坏的人不是一开始就这么坏。
Because the most wicked and evil people did not start out so evil.
一定是慢慢累积的。
They must have accumulated from when they in the beginning.
那个心就越来越硬。
That the heart becomes more and more
hardened. 别人讲都听不下去。
And whatever other people say, they will not listen.
到最后就是犯大罪。
And in the end, they will commit a great sin.
这里圣经特别提醒说，不容我被罪辖制。
And here the Bible reminds us that we will not be bound by sin.
那我就完全。
And then I will become perfect.
这个完全就是我们跟罪远离。
Or blameless, and this means to completely away from sin.
我们要了解神他的用意就是要我们离开罪恶。
God's purpose is to have us depart from evil.
我们看诗篇二十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
第七节。
Verse 7.
二十五篇的第七节。
25 verse 7.
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，主啊，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。
Verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
这是求你这里主啊，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我，神，求你施恩。
So it says, according to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake.
我们如果继续看第十一节
，Verse 11，
主啊，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great.
这是一个谦卑的人他到最后会一直求神能够来赦免他。
A humble person would keep asking God to forgive him.
求你因你的名来赦免我的罪。
And for your name's sake to forgive my sins.
神的名是荣耀的。
The name of God is glory.
神的名是尊贵的。
The name of God is precious.
那神的名也是圣洁的。
And the name of God is holy.
今天我们的神他是圣洁的神。
And today our God is a holy God.
我们称作神的百姓。
And we are God's people.
今天我们一举一动都跟神有关系的。
And everything that we do is related to God.
我们如果做了一些不好的事，其实神的名就被羞辱。
If we have done things that are not good, then the name of God is actually it has shame.
那所以你看大卫他祈求神说，求你以你的名赦免我的罪。
So David asked God for your name's sake to forgive my iniquity.
让他可以改变。
So that he can change.
让他不会再让他的所作所为。让神的名被羞辱
，so that his actions will no longer bring shame to the name of God.
那所以今天祈求神赦免的人，他其实才是真正在敬畏神的。
So to ask God to forgiveness are people who truly fear God.
我们祈求神帮助，接下去祈求神赦免，接下去我们就是要离开罪恶了。
We ask God to forgive, and then we need to leave sin.
刚才我们所读的一百三十篇第四节说
，In Psalm 130 verse 4，
在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
It says, but there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
要敬畏神。
So we need to fear God.
我们会怕神。
That we will be afraid of God.
我们会很谨慎的，不愿意让神的心被伤害。
That we would be very worried that we don't want God's heart to be hurt.
那敬畏神的人他是远离罪的。
And a person who fears God is away from sin.
所以在神有赦免之恩， 要叫人敬畏你，叫表示说我们会远离罪恶。
There is forgiveness in God, which means that we would leave sin.
我们不会继续的犯罪。
We would not continue to sin.
我们走错，我们会回头。
If we are wrong, we would go back.
今天神他用他的话来指导我们每天的生活。
And today God is using His words to direct our life.
让我们了解我们该选择什么。
So that we understand what we should choose.
第二十五篇的第十二节说：“谁敬畏神，神必指示他当选择的道路。”
And 25 verse 12, Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
第十三节，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。
13, He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth.
十四节，主与敬畏他人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
14, The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
这里提到这个敬畏神的人，神就选指示他当选的路。
So those who fear the Lord, then God will direct him.
他会把自己的约指示他们。
And he will show him his covenant.
那神又跟这个敬畏神的人亲密。
God will also be close to these people.
所以当我们刚跟神亲密的时候，
So when we are intimate with God,
我们越接近神。
And the closer we are to God,
我们的心越平稳安静。
Our heart would become more calm and quiet.
我们的眼睛越明亮。
And our hearts would be enlightened.
我们对罪越敏感。
And we will be more sensitive to sin.
慢慢的，我们真的就远离罪恶了，真的是活在这个圣洁光明当中。
And then we would depart from sin, and we would live in this.
这是在这个灵修的追求。
And this is a pursuit of spiritual cultivation.
就是要让我们真的贴近神的心意。
That we may be close to God's heart.
让我们了解神跟我们立的约何等的珍贵。
That we understand how precious it is to have the covenant set with God.
他是永远的约，救我们到底的约。
He is the eternal covenant who will save us until the end.
最开始神跟亚伯兰立约。
And in the beginning, when God set a covenant with Abraham.
到最后，你看主耶稣用他的生命流出宝血跟我们立约。
And in the end, Lord Jesus also shed His blood to set a covenant with us.
他会将他的生命的道指示我们。
And He will use the path of His life to direct us.
我们如果了解神他的法则，我们在做选择的时候，我们就会按真理。
If we understand God's laws, and when we are choosing, we will choose according to the truth.
敬畏神的人，神就选帮助他选择做正确的选择。
And those who fear God, then God will also help them make the decision.
所以我们了解神有赦免，神愿意赦免。
So if we understand that God is willing and able to forgive,
我们人愿意来亲近他。
And we are willing to draw near to ask Him.
那我们有过犯，祈求他来赦免了。
Then if we have trespasses and we ask him to forgive.
但是同时我们也要有一个目标，我们是要远离罪恶。
We also need to have a goal, which is to depart from evil.
因为他赦免的目的是要让我们更好。
Because the purpose of his forgiveness is to have us be better.
让我们重新得到机会。
So that we can have a new chance.
神永远给人机会了。
And God is always giving people chances.
让我们人愿意来亲近他。
When we are willing to draw near to him,
他就愿意亲近我们。
Then he is willing to draw near to us.
所以敬畏神，基本上接下去一定是愿意离开罪。
To fear God, the next step is to depart from sin.
如果我们看箴言呢？
If you look at Proverbs,
箴言
Proverbs
第三章
Chapter 3,
箴言第三章
Proverbs 3,
第七节
Verse 7.
箴言三章第七节
Proverbs 3 verse 7
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
自以为有智慧，其实这是世人常有的。
It is very common for people to be wise in their own eyes.
因为我们常常人很容易自义。
Because people are often self-righteous.
如果我们有一些才干的时候，我们人更容易就夸口。
And if we have some talents, then it's very easy to boast.
但是一个认识神的人，他会懂得凡事依靠神。
But a person who knows God would know to rely on God in everything.
若不是神帮助我们，我们怎么能够得胜呢？
Because if God didn't help us, then how can we overcome?
若不是神帮助我们建造，我们劳力可能虚空。
If God did not help us to build, then everything we have built would be empty.
若不是神保守我们，我们努力去持守，可能也是枉然。
If God did not protect us, then no matter how much we try, everything is in vain.
所以我们不可以自以为有智慧。
So we cannot think that we have wisdom.
要专心仰赖神。
We need to trust in God.
那要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And to draw near to God and depart from evil.
今天如果我们越敬畏神的人生活一定罪越来越少了。
People who fear God more, they will have less and less sins.
我们对这个不该做的事、不该说的话，我们都会。
And things that we should not say or do, we would be very careful.
因为我们知道这个神啊，他的眼目遍察全地。
Because we know that God can see everything.
我们敬畏神，表示是我们知道神是谁。
If we fear God, it's because we know who God is.
神他看透我们的内心。
And God can see our heart.
他我们话还没讲，他都知道。
That before we even say anything, He knows.
那我们如果愿意顺服他的人
，So if we are willing to submit to Him,
我们凡事用真理做标准，我们就会考虑了。
And if we use truth as the standards, then we would have consideration.
不会放肆，不会随便说，随便做。
We would not do anything that we want to do.
认识神是因为我们知道神他的能力，他全能。
If we know God, it's because we know that He is Almighty.
我们如果经历了神的赦免我们就会发现说，哎，神很慈爱。
If we have been forgiven by God, then we know that God is full of mercy.
神是愿意赦免百姓的过犯的。
And God is willing to forgive the trespasses of people.
这个敬畏神在箴言里面事实上是一个很重要的主题的。
In Proverbs, to fear God is an important topic.
我们远离罪恶，我们一开始是说消极性的说，我们赶快跑，不要去接近，对不对
？To depart from evil, this sounds a little bit passive that you need to be far away from them.
但是要进一步的。
But the step further.
我们要了解说，这个罪恶是要恨恶。
As we need to understand, we need to hate evil.
你不会想要，你会跟这样的罪恶你有时候远离，你心里面是觉得同情，觉得说好像也无所谓。只是圣经告诉我说，你所以你就离开了。
Sometimes when you depart from something, it's maybe just because you feel bad, and then because the Holy Spirit tells you to.
但是当我们进一步的会恨恶罪恶。
But when we take the next step and to hate evil,
你不但不会就近那个环境接近那些人，你的内心有任何的，我们都可能会把它隔除，因为我们恨恶他。
Not only would you not want to be near those people in that environment, but you will make sure to be far away from them because you hate it.
看第八箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
十三节。
Verse 13.
箴言八章十三节。
Proverbs
8:13. 敬畏神在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及冠冕的口都为我所恨恶。
13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way and the perverse mouth they hate.
他接下去，你看一个人有敬畏神的心，接下去他会很认真的去注意他的心，注意他的口。
If a person fears God, then they will pay much attention to their heart and their mouth.
注意他在走什么道路。
And to pay attention of the way they walk on.
恨恶罪恶，所以他说骄傲、狂妄、恶道、冠冕的口，都我所恨恶的。
To hate evil is pride and arrogance in the evil way and the perverse mouth they hate.
不会去做它。
They would not do this.
所以远离之后，我们会改变，我们心会改变。
So after we depart, then our heart would change.
那我们今天敬畏神，我们就得生命。
And if we fear God, then we have life.
主他愿意赦免我们的过犯。
God is willing to forgive our sins.
在诗篇里面，我们看到很多神赦免的这个经历神赦免的人这些很美的经文诗句。
In Psalms, there are many beautiful verses about fearing God.
因为神得赦免其过遮盖其罪人，这个人有福。
Because God will make sure to forgive sins, and these people are blessed.
被神赦免的人是有福的了。
Whoever is forgiven by God is blessed.
那但是我们其实很重要的，今天敬畏神，我们会得到生命。
But what's important is if we fear God, then we will have life.
我们得到永远的生命的。
And we will have eternal life.
看箴言第十九章。箴言十九章。
Proverbs 19.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs 19.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
箴言十九章二十三节。
Proverbs 19 verse 23.
他说：“敬畏神的得着生命， 他必恒久知足，不遭祸患。
The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil.
啊，那这就是啊，我们得到生命，其实就是啊，我们对这个神的救恩呢，能够守住。
If we have life, then we know to keep this salvation.
我们今天在主里面，其实我们的生命啊，已经是活着的。
If we are in the Lord, we already have a living life.
如果你继续看第二十二章。
If you continue to chapter 22,
就是箴言二十二章。
Proverbs 22,
啊，第四节。
Verse 4,
箴言二十二章的第四节。
Proverbs 22, verse 4,
敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
Verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
敬畏神，他接下去我们远离罪恶，我们会追求。神的这个性情。
If we fear God and we depart from evil, then we will also pursue after the characters of God.
我们会谦卑。
And we will be humble.
啊，那我们生活里面会越来越小心。
And in life, we will be more and more careful.
那神喜爱那亲近他的人，谦卑的。
And God loves those who are humble and fear Him.
啊，谦卑人，神就给他提升。
And those who are humble will be exalted.
所以这里说就有富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
And so it says that they will have riches and honor and life.
这是我们了解到神他的作为，他愿意赦免的这个特质之后，我们会敬畏他。
So if we understand the qualities of God's forgiveness, then we would depart from evil.
敬畏神才是真的有福的。
And to fear God, then we will be blessed.
那神的这个恩典哦，我们要很珍惜啊。
We need to treasure this grace from God.
我们要了解，我们常常反省。
We need to often understand and reflect.
我们进一步的要立志，让我们生命当中哦，离开罪恶，然后来执行天父的旨意，来完成神的工作。
We need to take the next step to determine to complete the will of God and to complete His work.
神的作为这个要让我们离开罪恶。
The work of God is to have us depart evil.
主耶稣基督的福音就要提醒这一点。
And Lord Jesus' gospel is emphasizing this.
再来看约翰一书。
Let's look at First John.
约翰一书。
First John.
在新约里面一样讲这个道理。
In the New Testament, it says the same thing.
只是他讲的。在主耶稣基督的这个福音底下，他另外一个角度来看，
But it looks like,
讲同样的道理。
The gospel of Lord Jesus from a different perspective.
我们请看第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
第二节。
2.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
现在主耶稣他来了以后。
So after Lord Jesus came,
他是来为我们的罪做挽回祭的。
He came in order to become our propitiation.
在旧约时代，他一直在强调神是有愿意赦免的。
In the Old Testament, emphasized that God would forgive.
其实罪，你有罪没有被刑罚是不公义啊。
If there is sin but no punishment, it would not be just.
那神说赦免，那就没事了吗
？So if God said that He forgives, does this mean that everything is fine?
那这样子，神他的公义不是就不完美？
Doesn't this mean that then God's righteousness is not perfect?
其实到最后，这个罪都要承担在耶稣基督的身上的。
So in the end, all of these sins would be on Lord Jesus.
就会一直在强调说神愿意赦免人。
The Old Testament emphasized that God would be willing to forgive.
被神赦免的人是有福的。
Whoever is forgiven by God is blessed.
其实最后是主耶稣基督是道成肉身，神成为人来为我们承担这个罪的代价的。
But in the end, it is Lord Jesus who is the Word became flesh, and He became man to bear these sins for us.
他是公义的，他是义者，没有是完全公义，没罪的。
He is the righteous and he is completely without sin.
他来是来到世界成为我们的中保。
He came into this world to become our advocate.
为了我们的罪做挽回祭，付上生命的代价。
And he became the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
啊，那所以今天我们在耶稣里面，我们要很珍惜神这个赦免的恩典。
And so in Lord Jesus, we need to treasure this salvation.
因为这是主耶稣基督已经用他的生命流出宝血所成就的。
Because this is something that is already from Lord Jesus' blood and he has accomplished.
圣经的这些话我们看的就是叫我们不犯罪。
These words from the Bible are telling us to not sin.
那神是光。
God is light.
那这个光一照进来，我们内心的黑暗都看得到。
And once the light is shining, then you can see the darkness in our heart.
第一章的第五节。
In chapter 1 verse
5. 耶稣第一章第五节说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
And in verse 5 it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
好，第六节。
Verse 6.
他说我们若说是与神相交，却能在黑暗里行，这就是说谎话，不行真理的。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
其实这个就是说明我们今天得到神的这个赦免之后，我们 要活在神的这个光里面。
This is to say that if we have been forgiven by God, we need to live in his light.
那神他这个这个真理像光一样。
And the truth of God is like light.
那我们每一个人都要愿意的不断的反省、认罪、悔改。
All of us need to be willing to reflect and to repent.
第八节说
，Verse 8，
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第十节，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
这里特别提到说，我们人愿意认罪，神他是信实的，他是愿意赦免我们的罪。
If we are willing to confess our sins, then God is faithful and will forgive our sins.
那神他赦免我们的罪之后，他叫我们行在光明里面呢。
But after he forgives our sins, he wants us to walk in light.
所以我们当我们了解说神有赦免之恩，接下去远离罪恶，走在光明里。
So when we understand that forgiveness is in God, that we need to walk in the light.
我们不可以继续在这个过患当中过日子的。
We cannot continue to spend our days in the mistakes.
我们从耶稣。从主耶稣的这个宝血里面得到重生了。
From the blood of Lord Jesus, we have our new life.
我们现在今天生命都跟耶稣连在一起了。
And through our life, then Jesus is connected in us.
我们从神生的就不再犯罪了。
And if we are born from God, then we should no longer sin.
约翰一书第三章第九节。
First John chapter 3 verse 9.
约翰一书三章九节。
First John 3 verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。因为神的道存在他的心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
这是我们从神生的在耶稣里重生的人呢，就不犯罪，你不会在罪里面呢。
And so, if we are born of God, we would not be in sin.
神的道存在我们的心里我们不会犯罪。
And God's word would be in us, and we cannot sin.
因为我们的心愿意顺服道理。
And because our heart, we are willing to submit to the truth.
那这样子才真的显出我们是神的儿女啊。
And this is how it shows that we are the children of God.
所以第十节说，从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是这样。
Verse 10, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother.
我们愿意去执行神的这个义，把那个神的正对的事情把它做出来。
We need to be willing to practice righteousness.
那我们今天信主以后，我们得到主耶稣救赎，我们要生活要小心。
And after believing in the Lord, if we are in God, then we need to be careful.
我们不要去滥用神这个赦免的恩典。
We should not waste this blessing of God's forgiveness.
我们不要忘记了，神是轻慢不得的。
We should not forget that God does remember.
神不可以轻慢，不可以 mock。不可以 mock， 不可以把神的话当作随便的。
We cannot mock God or look down on His words.
神 他说会这样就是 会实现的。
And whatever God says, they will come true.
他说会刑罚就是会刑罚的。
If he will punish, then he will punish.
同时他说、啊、祝福他一定大大祝福。
And if he will bless, he will bless greatly.
那我们所以我们人、啊、对神的这个恩典会珍惜。
So we need to treasure the grace of God.
我们 要借着神的话语让我们越来越减少罪，所以当我们每一次犯罪，其实神主耶稣基督都要受苦的。
And actually, every time we sin, then Lord Jesus is suffering.
哦，现在主耶稣他为我们罪做了挽回祭，他成就以后，他现在回到天上，坐在天父右边呢。
Right now, Lord Jesus has completed the sacrifice, and He is in heaven, and He's sitting to the right of God.
那我们每一次犯罪，我们需要主耶稣宝血来覆盖我们。
But every time that we sin, then we need Lord Jesus' blood to be shed.
哦，就好像我们衣服弄脏。
And it's as if our garments have become dirty.
要怎么把它洗干净？
And how can we wash them clean?
要用耶稣的宝血啊。
It needs the blood of Jesus.
所以就好像我们让主耶稣再受鞭打一样，流血，然后让我们罪得洁净。
It's as if we're allowing Lord Jesus to be whipped and to bleed again.
所以我们其实是伤害他的心，让他继续受苦。
So we're actually hurting his heart, and he is continuing to suffer.
我们如果了解神的人，我们忍心这样做吗？
If we understand God, then will we have the heart to do this?
我们知道这个，我们若知道罪要付出一个被刑罚的代价。
If we know that there is a price to pay from sin,
我们岂能不小心呢？
Then wouldn't we be careful?
啊，所以希伯来书第六章说。
Hebrews chapter six.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter six.
啊，给我们一个提醒。
Hebrews chapter six is a reminder.
第六章。
Chapter six.
第四节。
Verse 4.
希伯来书六章四节，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道滋味的，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, 6, if they fall away to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
这里特别提醒我们洗礼属于主的人之后，我们要小心。
And so we need to be careful if we have been baptized and we belong to God.
我们都尝过主赦免的这个恩典。
That we have all enjoyed, tasted this heavenly gift from God.
我们领受了圣灵的同住啊，来更新我们。
We have the dwelling of the Holy Spirit to renew us.
若是离弃道理，就是故意明明犯罪。
If we depart from God, then we are committing sin on purpose.
圣经说就不能叫他重新懊悔。
And the Holy Spirit would say that then they can.They are bringing God to shame.
因为他把主耶稣重钉十字架。
Because they are crucifying God again.
那重钉十字架，钉死耶稣的人，怎么会有希望？怎么能得救呢？
So if we are crucifying Lord Jesus, then how can that person have hope?
所以我们要谨慎。
So we must be cautious.
让我们都能够守住神的这个道理。
So that we can all keep this word of God.
时常了解神，他愿意来帮助我们。
To often understand that God helps us.
愿我们都能够借着神的话语不断的来自我提醒。
So through the word of God, we hope that we can continue to remind ourselves.
天天的警醒祷告。
That every day we watch and pray.
神的恩一直跟我们同在。
And the grace of God will always be with us.
因为他是我们最美好的救主。
Because He is our most beautiful Savior.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
340首。
349.